The Social Protection Platform Uganda says the country faces significant gaps in social protection. According to the platform, 70 to 75% of the workforce lack access to social security, employment injury protection, maternity benefits and old age income security. Only 10% of Ugandans are covered by social security schemes through the NSSF, while public spending on social protection remains below 1% of GDP, far below continental and global benchmarks. Sanyu Rebecca, social protection expert, warns that without deliberate expansion, financing and institutional reforms, millions of Ugandans will continue to live unprotected against poverty and economic shocks.
We urge government and parliament to initiate the formal domestication process of the protocol, review and amend existing legislation to guarantee the right to social security and social protection for all citizens, including informal workers. The second call is to increase sustainable financing. We call upon government to progressively increase budgetary allocation for social protection beyond current levels, protect social protection financing during fiscal consolidation, explore innovative and equitable financing mechanisms to expand coverage to informal workers who constitute the majority of the labor force, ensure gender responsive and disability inclusive program design.
Meanwhile, Chairperson Frederick Omabwide has praised the government for ratifying the African Union Protocol on the Rights to Social Protection and Social Security on September 18th this year. Bwide says the protocol affirms social protection as a fundamental human right and provides a framework for expanded coverage and improved livelihoods across the country.